Hello, everyone. Hello, Garbage Maine, and thank you, Tyler, for having me. And
I think Tyler is amazing.
And it just makes me wonder, you're dead, bitch. You know, why are you doing this to this poor guy?
And I'm a fan of this show. I've watched several episodes and enjoyed it.
I go both ways. What do you think?
Archie Flyer, are you there, sir?
Hello.
The homeless are a fucking huge problem.
And then right after that, you probably thought, well, I don't have it.
All right, let's go to another caller okay. In Texas. Let's talk to Andrew. Andrew, thanks for calling.
Andrew.
Libertarian to Renaissance Fair pipeline.
Right. Yes, my maiden queen.
I gotta get more beer.
Okay. Harry, thank you.
And welcome, everybody, to Libertarian Podcast Review, Kill Podcast episode. I'm excited about this. And that intro, it just reminded me, I was supposed to send a link to PNord. I did not do that. So I'm going to do that real quick. But before we do much more, we're going to bring in, sorry, I should have had here my co-host, Kamala Harris. And then we're going to bring in our special guest, Andy. How are you doing?
He's
already frozen.
Good to see you. Good to be back.
Yeah. All right. Good to be back. Any quick comments?
What up? Good to be back.
Okay. Well, your stream's kind of doing it. Look, let's just get right to it. This is bullshit. Might as well have the person of the hour, the one and only Zach Brown. How you doing, Zach?
Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah. I don't know if you know what you're getting into.
Oh, yeah.
We were doing a stream of these Kill Pod quite once a month. Okay. And we were pretty good at, pretty consistent. We haven't done one since September. We had a lot of momentum going. It's probably squashed a bit because not many people have signed up. But either way, we'll just have fun here with you. You look energetic tonight and excited. Thanks for coming on.
I do. Do I look energetic?
That was a little sarcasm.
I'm in sexual flush, really. That's what
okay,
it is.
Okay, good. So if we were to look at your girlfriend right now, would she have an angry face?
No, she has nothing to do with... Had nothing to do with it. This is, right. I like to be, you know, libertarians tend to preach self-reliance and dependency, and I agree with that in all facets.
Good. I appreciate that coming in here. So it's been someone's gone. You're just hanging out at the house today. What's got you into taking care of yourself?
Nothing in particular. We got a new couch. The fabric is nice. Maybe that's what did it. It could be a plethora of things. It's a little chilly outside, and I know that I get a very warm feeling inside when I know it's cold outside, but I'm warm inside. And I like to picture people who are outside who are cold, and I'm in here warm. I like that. That makes me feel good.
So that's one of your turn-ons. Andy, what do you have for – if you were in a Plague Boy magazine and it said turn-ons and turn-offs, what would it list for you?
The Polar Express, just like Zach here.
Okay, I don't know what that means. I don't know.
He's riding the Polar Express.
Okay. Zach, how's your podcast been going? Why don't you introduce yourself to everybody who may not know much about you?
My name is Zach Brown. I do a podcast called Unfit Statesman. It's going well. The video aspect of it is not, but the audio is growing. So thank you to everybody who's listening and who's coming on board. Just fucking watch the video. No more audio. Just go to the video.
Are you on YouTube, Rumble? What's your
YouTube, Rumble, Rockfin?
Okay. And you're not getting any traction there.
Yeah. Well, here's the issue. So I took a break from when I started back in like 2020, and I did a bunch of episodes, and that most of it was audio only. So I think people got very used to the audio only format, and I think probably that's how it's just spreading, probably by word of mouth. And the people who are spreading the news about it probably listen to it on like Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And so it's spreading like that. That's most likely what it is. And plus, you know, I mean, when you don't do a podcast in a video, in a video format for however long, and then you just start, I'm sure it's, you know, people have created a routine of when they listen to you in the car or whatever. So I'm sure it's just whatever, for whatever reason, the people that are listening, the video format doesn't fit their listening routine, which is fine. But also, this is about me, and you should do what I want you to do, and you should go over and watch the video because that makes me feel good. And that's what is really that's what podcasting is about, is making the podcaster feel good about himself. So,
well, this explains a lot about the problem with my show, because I have Andy on here specifically not to make me feel good. And as you can see, well, just by looking at him, you can tell that he probably doesn't make me feel comfortable. But he also just uses
because he's fucking siphoning his neighbor's Wi-Fi and it's not spreading over to his fucking computer very well.
Right. Right. So tell us about your Wi-Fi problem, because your mom cut you off for a while, right?
Yeah.
No?
Who?
You. Didn't your mom cut you off for a while?
What? We've had some family issues here. All right. To say the least.
Not for that. Okay. So look, we've at least got one amateur in the thing here, and he's going to come on here and he'll probably hang out with us for a while. So what we do... It's Kill Tony like. They have a minute to just rant about anything. The topic was supposed to be, and for Pete's sake, whatever the reason is, I didn't disseminate this out there very well. It was going to be like whatever you want, biggest, smallest, whatever big thing of the year. So, you know, topic you can take on, but we really don't care. So a minute, they'll hear this cricket. And then when it's a little time they need to shut it up, they'll hear the
Adolf Hitler. The Nick Sarwak. Party candidate.
The Nick Sarwak. Okay. Let's bring our first victim in tonight. This is Dickie Walnuts. Dickie, you know how this goes. We're going to give you a minute. We're going to talk. Look, we have prizes for tonight. I have Fox and Son coffee I'm going to give out. And if we only have one person coming in, and Zach looks, once again, this is going to bother me all night. He looks super thrilled to be here. This is a problem in Zach's week already. He's like,
Zach looks like he needs the prize of the week. He needs the coffee.
How do you feel about coffee?
I like it. Okay. I like it. Actually, I'm on the tail. So I'm coming off of an 85 hour fast, and I only did water and I didn't do coffee. And then I started doing coffee yesterday and today, and you kind of forget how fucking wound up it'll get you if you just don't do it for even like 3 days. It's crazy.
Does that fast include masturbation?
No. Okay. No. It's fasting, Tyler, to educate you, is not taking in anything into your body, releasing fluids or solids of any sort does not.
If anything, fast. He spends more time on the wink because he doesn't have the caffeine to make him go as fast. Plus, the caffeine is keeping more. The lack of caffeine keeps the fluid in his body, so it's not a diuretic. So therefore. Bigger okay, loads, but he's spending more time doing show. It.
It's not a medical show.
Sorry, okay, man. I'm just Dickie, you know, theory.
I'm going to give you your minute to go, and then we'll talk to you. We'll interview you and maybe make fun of you. So yeah, ready to go.
I mean, I got nothing prepared, but I'm just convinced you brought me on so you could balance the show of, you know, gingers and non-gingers and soulless people. But I guess the only thing I can think of is how pissed I am at Toad after listening to Power Game the other day. At the tail end of that show, I mean, he was doing so good for like the whole week. He was riding such a nice high, and then he just decided to like be a bitch about, you know, the national debate with RFK Jr. So like, I don't know, what can we do to convince him to actually do that, or do we even want to see that shit? That's all I got.
All right, that's probably an F rating for me, but that's good to go.
So I don't need a coffee.
Can someone give me context as to what that is?
You obviously know Tower Gang because you've been in the chat, you've been on the show, blah, blah, blah. So they went down to Georgia, as the song says, and they were part of the Libertarian convention down there. And they did, first of all, Toad's running for president. Okay.
Yeah, I saw him. He was shoeless.
Okay. So that, that debate, he's up on stage and he, as a troll, he crushed it. Okay. These guys. You have to know how to take on a troll and be serious if you're one of those other candidates, and most of them failed, okay? Matter of fact, Jacob Hornberger said he had never done any investigate. He said, oh, everyone's conspiracy theories about the COVID vaccine, And then they said, well, have you looked into it? He's like, no. Okay. So whatever. Yeah. So he was a joke. Then Toad, they had a show down there. They did great. And then the last Wednesday, you know, everyone's on a high about how Toad had like killed it and all this stuff. And he's kind of like suddenly not Toad. He's more like Top Lobster. And then they're like, oh, the convention out in California is happening. Why don't you go out there and you could do it? RFK Jr. is out there. You could be in that debate. And he spurged out. And then I do their producing. And in the after show, when we came into the, you know, the green room or whatever, behind the scenes, he got all pissed off and he just left.
Okay. So he didn't want to debate that. That's a tough thing to debate against. I mean, when you can't really understand what the other guy's saying, I mean, what's your response supposed to be?
That's the language of a toad, though, croaking. He would understand it perfectly. Sorry, that was a toad.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why wouldn't you want to debate RFK? That's a tension.
Right. And Cornel West is going to be there, too. So it's going to be kind of fun. And then he was in the we have a production chat and he's going crazy in there. And his whole excuse is he's got a lot of work and he's got Shane Gillis tickets.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's definitely not an excuse to not do that.
Right. Cause we were going to be like, oh, let's raise money, send him out there. It'd be fun. Cause, he did a good job with the one. I don't know. Maybe he wants to go out on top. What would you do? Let's say you're dumb enough, Zach, to be in the Libertarian Party. So then you decide to run for president like Toad. Would you be a serious candidate or would you kind of be? And by the way, he wasn't like making stupid jokes. He was bashing them and kind of taking this, you know, you guys are all losers. You don't ever win anything aspect. What would you do?
I think I would probably, you know, I would start with an opening monologue of freedom and liberty, and then the moment somebody challenged me, I would say, I have a gun and I'm going to kill everybody in here. I have a gun and I'm going to murder everybody in here. I have a Sig Sauer that my father gave me when he was deceased, when he passed from diabetes, and I'm going to kill everybody with it because that would be his legacy and it will be mine. And then I'm going to take my own life.
Isn't this the William Montgomery bit?
No, I don't know. Who's William Montgomery?
No, he's just quoting the Justin Moan video.
Yeah.
I'm going to Bud Dwyer, and there's going to be a big cleanup, folks. There's going to be a big cleanup. And everybody in the audience, I'm not going to kill you. I'm only going to kill the panelists. But everybody in the audience, you're going to get an ankle. You're going to bullet to the ankle. Okay? And I will bring enough ammunition. But that was not passed to me by my father. I had to purchase that by myself, and I'm very proud of myself because ammunition is very expensive, and I saved a lot of money for that. So that's what I would say. I would say I was going to commit an atrocity and make sure that there were at least five fatherless children and five husbandless widows. That's what I would say.
Good. I can't imagine the Secret Service wouldn't have any conversation with you afterwards, but yeah.
Well, I don't think the Secret Service would show up for that the debate that Toad was in.
Well, I guess you're right.
The Secret Service did not know that that was happening. They did not know that that was happening. Yeah. If somebody shot that up, that would be covered up, and I would be recruited into the Secret Service. You understand? They would prefer that everybody that was there at that thing was dead.
The closest thing they had to Secret Service was just Mike Tremont's career.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, wasn't he a cop?
You didn't go down there, did you?
Me?
Yes, you.
No, I didn't. I was going to go to Florida the week before, but it didn't happen.
Gotcha. Okay, cool.
So but now I wish I had.
So now what is this? What is he doing then? What is Toad doing then? Is he what's the point? What, so he wanted to just do this one debate and now he's done?
He's done a few spaces things, a few. It, he's not raising money. It's not a serious campaign, but
so far more than DeSantis.
Okay. Yeah, he's still in it. Right. It could be true. Now we got Condoleezza Rice. I don't know what's going on, Andy. You're cruising around the house. Let's go back up to how we.
You know, I try to do something around here, and I can't. You know, man can't get no peace in the house.
Yeah, that's what happens when you have kids. Zach, how many kids do you have?
Zero.
Okay, so you're the bottom of the barrel right now for kids, which mm-hmm. means you may have more free time. I don't know.
Most likely, yeah.
Yeah, because Andy has a daughter, and Dickie over here has a son, and I don't know if he had another one coming on.
Is it Dickie's son, though?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think so, but like it'd be a very easy cover-up if it wasn't. those slopes are strong. He doesn't like my baby pictures, though, so I'm at least taking comfort in that. Zach, not quite like Cole's kid.
What's your feeling of race mixing?
I don't have any feelings about it. If the child comes out to be an attractive child, then I am for it. If it is somewhat aesthetically displeasing to me, I become a bit pro-choice. So it's just all – listen, gentlemen. Life's a merit-based operation, okay? You got to take all these havesies at face value. You got to take a look at them. You say – good. I would, you know, take a chance to have sex with that 17-year-old and get away with it. Or you would say, I would never touch that thing. In which case you, and then you got to weigh you put the kids on the scale, right? The scales of justice. Are most race mixed children attractive? I don't know. I've never seen the papers. Are they usually ugly? I don't know. But I think probably if you did the study and found out if most were attractive, I would say I'm for it. If most were not attractive, I would say I was against it. And I think that's a very fair way to look at race mixing.
Yeah, you know, empiricist view of race mixing.
And what qualifies as a race mix is an Irishman with like a different type of white woman.
Shut up. You know what he's talking about. Fucking what about the different types of whites? It's like, yeah, all right.
A legitimate question. You know, the
it's not a legitimate question.
It all has to do with how, like, if your child is more likely or less likely to get a sunburn than you. I think that's really the way you should look at it.
Yeah, I think it's probably melanin count. I think it's probably, yeah. I think... Yeah, it's a merit-based. It's a merit-based judgment process. It has to be
because otherwise, Dickie, you're saying, "Oh, Tyler, you're German descent. Your wife's Italian. Isn't that race mixing?" And I'm like, "I don't know." You look at her; she looks white.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the criteria.
But if you're making a Patrick Mahomes baby, does it? Then where do you fall?
I don't know. And by the way, I like Zach's thing about the looks because you know you some of the famous ones out there. You know, are decent. The good looking ones, they're pleasant to look at.
Mahomes is not one of them.
No. What about Lamar Jackson? What do you think about his looks?
No, he is not. The AFC Championship was not filled with stunners. Okay, not filled with stunners. Very good scramblers, can reset the pocket. Very good field vision. Not, you know, the most aesthetically pleasing gentleman.
Right. Andy, what's
we did
your...
See,
go ahead.
We did see some white specimens in the NFC Championship, however.
You're talking about Brock? Yeah.
And Christian, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, Zach, we talked about this, right? White, wide receivers. And you said you weren't impressed with Kelsey. And I'm like, you know, tight end's a little bit different there. You've got, you know, some white tight ends that do just fine. Mexican ones, Gonzalez et al. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, I was thinking about some of those white receivers, Chris Collinsworth,
Cooper Kupp.
Now you got to go back in the day, right? But
no, we got Cooper Kupp right now.
Cooper Kupp, but Zach was the part this came about, Andy, because he's like, I don't know, you know, names of white receivers. I'm like, but if you do know one, it's because they're exceptional. Only because I mean, that's the only way you're going to be good in the as a wide receiver. Does that make sense?
This is like
what black kids say when they're like, my dad told me I had to work twice as hard to get the same amount as white. It's like, well, the roles are reversed. Now right. The white daddy tells the white son, you're going to have to work twice as hard to just get a fucking, just to be a fucking third down slot receiver and get your fucking shit rocked when you go across the middle. You're going to be coming out of the NFL with a lot of head injuries, a lot of CTE. So when you get the urge to beat the shit out of your wife, rethink it.
Go ahead and do it. That's my advice.
When you get the urge to show up to a stadium with a gun, walk into the head coach's office, say you've done so much for me in my life, I can't thank you enough, and then blow your fucking head off, understand that there may be alternatives to whatever it is that you think the problem is.
Do you think there's a correlation with CTE and having a bunch of out of wedlock kids?
How many kids does Antonio Brown have?
I don't actually think he has that many. Tyreek Hill has like 15, which is crazy.
Cromartie has like
30. Doesn't he? You think he has like 30 kids?
You might be thinking of Sean Kemp.
I don't know. Who is the guy who raped Roman Harper? Remember Roman Harper? They just followed his fucking, they followed the Saints season, the away games. He just kept raping girls in the away games. Remember that?
No,
but
and the worst, by the way, that's not even the worst thing he did that year. Sean Payton had that headhunting thing. That was the real tragedy. Because listen, I'm a Panthers fan. We're in the NFC South with the Saints. I don't give a shit that he raped those girls. They were headhunting. That was with Steve Smith. There was a lot of damage they could have been doing, especially for the NFC South. I mean, they played the NFC South teams a lot. So I think it's disgusting. I think Roman Harper should be imprisoned for headhunting. And Sean Payton should be, they did a movie on that faggot. They did a movie on Sean Payton when he was banned from the league and then he went and coached a little league team and they thought that it would be a charming movie. They didn't talk about the Roman Harper rape case. Oh, sorry. It would have been funny if they did a child's movie with Sean Payton where he goes back and coaches a midget football team. And then the B storyline is just Roman Harper committing a string of rapes across the American South. That would be amazing.
By the way, do you know Kellen Winslow, famous tight end for the San Diego Chargers at the time? Everyone? Yeah? Okay.
Yes.
Well, so he has a son. I'm trying to remember his son's name. His son played in the NFL. A little bit odd. He got into cycling. He thought he was going to be a professional cyclist. Okay. But he doesn't have the body for it. He's a big guy. Now, there's a social media platform called Strava. Has anybody heard of it? You guys know what it is?
No, Tyler. And stop acting like you think we might know. Okay.
I'm not on Grindr.
Yeah. No, this is important to the case. So what it is you go and you do a ride or you do a run, and then you upload your ride to Strava, and it's a GPS, and it shows your tracking or whatever. So he started going around and raping people. Okay. They caught him because the Strava data was showing where he was at because he was doing it on his rides, and that's how they ended up nailing that motherfucker. So, yeah.
How do you have energy to do the ride after that? How quick was the rape?
These are good questions. I don't know. So what would you do? Would you start the ride and the
There's always time to rape, Dickie. There's always time.
Okay.
Yes, Democrat rape, if you're correct.
I don't think rape probably takes that much stamina. Listen, if you're a cyclist, you're probably one of the best rapists. He's got good stamina.
But he wasn't a good cyclist.
Probably long limbs. Long limbs can really get her outstretched, or him's impressive. I think swimmers would be good rapists. I don't think a short, blocky, like a Maurice Jones-Drew, I don't think that that's his talent. I don't think rape is his forte. I think preventing another person from raping him is his forte. But I think the tennis players, cyclists, runners.
Rice?
Now,
he didn't rape. He didn't rape.
I think it is more. It is more likely that it would be a him to be the victim, considering these are cyclists. But on the critical rape theory, I would suggest maybe Jimmy Graham would be a good one due to his long limbs that he had. He wasn't. I mean, he's a muscular dude, but he wasn't gigantic. He seems like the cycling type.
Also a halfsie, Jimmy Graham, right? He's a halfsie.
I think so. Was it?
I bet DK Metcalf could probably rape me. I obviously know that the overwhelming majority of everybody in the NFL could beat the shit out of me, but like raping is very difficult. Like to get, actually physically hold, you know, somebody over 180 pounds down and like be able to have the
hole.
and then have the focus. It's very, very, very difficult, I'm sure, but not at gunpoint or knife point. But I think he could do it probably. He could probably find, he could probably get, he could exert enough strength to make me stop moving just enough to get it in there.
Wow, that's a lot of
fun. Aaron Hernandez. Aaron
at
Hernandez,
this point,
he raped, right?
No.
In prison?
He killed.
I mean, do we think he did?
I think he killed.
I think you've accused like 8 people of rape now that have not raped. I think it's like Ray Rice. Like, nope, that was an elevator. That was an elevator bonk. That's all that was.
Andy Reid.
Yeah.
Well, he's raping cheeseburgers every night.
As many Kansas City Chiefs players as I can before the next week of rape.
Did you, speaking of Kansas City, Zach or anybody here, did you guys see the Taylor Swift AI porn?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
Zach is like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I saw it.
That's
I saw
why
it. It was
late.
Yeah, it was a side by side with Rex Ryan AI porn. Yeah. Yeah. It was, it's not that bad. It's fine. There's no nudity.
Yeah, it was, I saw it on Legion of Skanks. They're showing it. And she had, at one time, she does have a cock in her mouth. And as they noted, AI cock is just different. It looks like a manufactured hot dog. No veins.
It's yeah, the new Snickers.
What?
It's the new Snicker bar.
Could be. I don't know what. I haven't had the Snicker bar.
They took the dick vein out of the Snicker bar for a little bit. People froze it.
Okay, that seems odd.
You're a cyclist, right? You don't.
Yeah, I don't. So I don't know why. Speaking of which. Lincoln's in the spaces and he hates cyclists. So maybe he wants to come on here, just request to chat and we'll bring him in. But Zach, how do you feel about which sports athletes do you hate the most?
It's a good question. I don't have a hatred toward any of them. I would say, what's the one where you hit the ball with the mallet and it has to go through that?
Cricket?
No. Oh, right. No,
croquet.
I would say croquet. I would say lacrosse is, I mean, it's up there. I think I don't have a hatred toward any sport in particular. Arm wrestling, maybe. Arm wrestling. That sport.
Women's UFC.
That sport where they slap each other. They just take turns slapping each other.
Slap.
Is that what it's called?
I don't know. Slap fighting. I think I've seen that on when Rumble was first kind of hitting its stride. They had a whole thing of just slap fighting.
Where they'd actually fight, or they would just take turns. They would like stand at a podium.
Each other.
Yeah. That's I don't like them. I think that's probably in the say. There's probably a lot of overlap between the slap fighters and the arm wrestlers. I don't have any respect for those people.
I'm gonna bring this up here. There was an arm wrestler, huge arm. He had like some sort of genetic problem where one arm was bigger than the other.
Okay,
sure.
See if I could do this. Lincoln, all right, can you hear us? And if you can, go ahead. You could come on if you want.
I can only hear you, Tyler.
You can only hear me. Okay. Well, then I think the space is all fucked up. Sorry about that. Get the link. I could send it to you. Okay. Do you guys see this guy's arm here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. It's crazy. Anybody? What?
I think he would be a good rapist.
This guy?
Yeah. Probably at least halfway decent rapist. But
I don't know.
It looks like he spent a lot of time thinking about it, for sure.
Yeah. Okay.
There was a lot going on there. You were going to bring somebody on and then you didn't bring somebody on. And then you went, do you see the arm? And then nobody said anything. And you're like, all right,
I'm having problems here tonight. So, it's what it is. And then Andy, he refuses to come on the show with me very much, anymore. We used to do a weekly show And so I'm feeling a little bit odd. We haven't connected, you know, like your girlfriend, spouse, you like, you connect,
yeah.
You make love a bit, you know, and that's how you like keep in contact. He just calls me to talk about the Constitution. It's frustrating.
About the Constitution.
Tyler's been philandering on the side because he's been having me on for no fucking reason on his other show.
Yeah.
Well, as you see, my internet will not allow me to be a part of this show anymore.
The fuck? I never understand at this point how anybody could ever have an internet problem ever once. What do you mean you have an internet problem? Do you have internet? Then there's no problem. What do you mean you have an internet problem?
The Wi-Fi signal just sucks. I got
a lot. Take an Ethernet cable and stick it in the back of your router and then put it in your computer. And then you won't have any issues.
200 feet. Run it through the walls downstairs. Where I'm living right now is just a temporary situation.
You're using a desktop.
Yes.
You do not have a laptop.
No.
You're an interesting guy.
Yeah, I have a laptop, but that's not what I use for this show. But I have a whole setup. So, you know, internet.
I have good news on this front, though, Tyler.
Okay. Why don't you talk to us about it? Why don't you do your minute fucking rant?
Well, things are starting to look up for me here in old 2024.
About time.
I just signed a lease on a new place, so.
Oh, okay. Congratulations. So tell me about it.
It's just a little 2-bedroom, 1-bath duplex in the same neighborhood with my family, so my daughter will still get to see her grandma and grandpa and stuff, and old lady and I are moving on pretty quick, and we're moving in together, so it'll be nice.
There you go. Zach, any wisdom for young Andy, who is going to be living in sin? And I believe you do too.
I do live in sin, and Andrew and Drewithan, it's fine. It's fine. It's not great. Don't get excited about it. Don't dread it. But don't get excited about it. If you think that you're taking a step or actually doing something with your life because you're moving in with a woman, you're not. You're not moving forward in your life. You're not doing anything. It's boring until it gets annoying, and then it goes back to boring. And then sometimes it's good, but then it's usually boring. And then it gets annoying. It's just that. It's just that. That's all it is. That's all it is. Okay? You're doing nothing with your life, but you're also doing somehow better than what you're doing now, which is living with your parents. So I don't... Is it a step up? Yes. But is it doing anything? No. So I would say don't expect anything.
Well, tragedy brought me here, so maybe tragedy will take me out.
Perhaps. Perhaps.
So a little background about our boy Andy. He was chasing a lady that took his daughter, and she moved out to Texas. And then I don't know how much more you want me to tell you the sob story, Andy, but he killed her, and now he has his daughter, and he moved home. So
that's nice. Yeah. That's good. It's good. It's good to handle your problems in one fell swoop. Don't drag them out.
Yeah.
You don't want to drag your problem.
No. So have you checked the internet there?
Where I'm at now?
A new place. You get is it dial up? Is you have a fax modem? What's the situation
at the new place? Where I'm now or where I'm going?
Where you're going? Come on.
Oh, I'm gonna have fiber. It'll be fine.
Okay. And what's?
I mean,
I've
had fiber every time I've lived, you know, outside of here. But you know, this is just a temporary situation.
Gotcha.
Everybody who's ever said this is just a temporary situation, right. you can assume that it's. However long they say temporary is, it's longer. The fuck?
I agree. I don't know what just happened. So, these motherfuckers, you can't plan anything. Zach, I appreciate that you're not going in and out like them. So, what the fuck? What is going on? Tell me about 2023. Okay, this was supposed to be a, you know, best of, worst of, you name your whatever of 2023. Did you have anything that really caught your fancy that you think is just like the biggest shit or the worst shit? You know, 2020, we know about, you know, the COVID and all that stuff. Anything that caught your fancy for the year? If you were going to do a year in review, what would you have, like maybe top five different things?
2023. I feel like I don't remember anything that happened in 2023. Am I the only one who hasn't remembered anything since COVID? Like, I haven't remembered any single particular thing since COVID.
Okay. You want me to catch you up on things?
I mean,
Hamas attacked Israel.
That's my highlight.
Okay. Well, good to know. Are you
I was
still
trying to look at famous people's deaths before the show started. That's what I was doing.
Right. Okay. Well, that's like it's always nice to have a co-host that shoehorns bullshit into a conversation that has nothing to do with what you're already talking about.
Right.
That's what I'm here for.
The fuck, I'm working with here. This used to be a smooth running show and everything. Well, who did die then in 2023? Let's take a look. Famous deaths. I mean, I could do
that. There was not actually that many noteworthy people, and I was kind of surprised.
Carl Weathers, I heard, died today.
But you guys want to talk about Hamas and Israel? So
no, I don't necessarily. Adam Rich died. You want me to go through this? I'm going to bring this up on the screen. You guys may not know this.
Is there pictures with the names? Okay.
Did you? This is before your time. This guy was on this show called Eight Is Enough. It was a big show in the 80s. He died. No one gives a shit.
Yeah. Okay.
Jeff Beck, how do you feel about
that? Don't know him. Never even.
He's
next. That's Q1 of 2024. That's when that one's coming.
I didn't know she died. Lisa Marie Presley?
She looks very young. Maybe that's an old picture.
Zach, I was doing 54. Show prep. Okay.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Julian Sands, we'll just keep going.
Is Roman Polanski still alive?
Oh, I'm sure.
Okay. Good.
David Crosby.
David Crosby, that was a good one.
Why was that a good one?
Who is he?
Look at
Crosby,
him.
Stills, Nash & Young. Crosby, Stills, and Nash. He impregnated a bunch of chicks.
Okay.
He gave birth, or he gave the...
He was a semen donor.
Yes, sperm donor to two lesbians. What are
very
they?
Very nice.
Who are they, Andy? Singers.
Is Ellen? No, it's not Ellen DeGeneres.
No, it's "Come to My Window," Katie Lang, or something like that. Does it say here? Doesn't say. Lisa Loring, really? I don't know who that is. Actually,
is that Wednesday Adams?
Maybe. Burt Bacharach. Anybody know him besides me?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you ever see the I'm getting old. The movies.
I know him from the Austin Powers movies.
There you go. Austin Powers movies.
Okay, I have seen him. I guess I just don't.
He did What the World Needs. He was a musician. Raquel Welch. Okay. Too bad. Richard Belzer, conspiracy theorist guy. He was on LA Law. I mean,
he rapes.
Law and Order.
Raped.
Tom Sizemore. What do you know about Tom Sizemore? Anything?
Nope.
Tom Sizemore was a actor. He was in Black Hawk Down. He was really good. And then he had a lot of drug issues and a lot of problems. So, yeah. Celebrity rehab. He was. Oh, yeah. It says Black Hawk Down here. Died of a brain aneurysm. Gary, this is fabulous. There's a bunch of old people.
I know Bobby Caldwell.
Bobby Caldwell, also a black man.
Yeah.
Guy from John Wick died.
Lance Reddick.
I think the most notable person was probably Matthew Perry.
Oh, yeah. He died. He did die.
Yeah. I don't know. Hilary Belafonte. There's a bunch of old. Oh, Jerry Springer. You know what? Let's give a little shout out. What do you know about Jerry Springer? Anybody?
He was the mayor of Cincinnati.
Yes. What is he famous for being a mayor there? Do you know?
He took the Bengals to the Super Bowl.
Okay, no. He famously, I think he got ousted as the mayor. He was had a prostitute, as one does, but he wrote them checks on city of Cincinnati official checks. So he was writing, he was writing checks he couldn't cash, quite literally. And
notable, he's also notably Jewish too, which, you know, everything I've heard about Jews and high IQ, that doesn't seem like, you know, a type of Jew crime that you would expect to be committed.
He did have a good TV show though. Jerry Brown, Tina Turner.
Jim Brown.
Sorry, who did I say?
Jerry.
I was just hoping. Jerry Brown was the mayor. The governor of California and Moonbeam. Tina Turner died. Pat Robertson. Didn't know that. Treat Williams. Huh, look at that. I mean, I don't know what to tell you here. So
Kissinger died, right?
Who did?
Kissinger. Kissinger died right there at the end.
Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah, we didn't lose a lot. We didn't lose a lot.
Paul Rubens, Pee Wee Herman.
I'm sad about Jeff Beck. I like him.
Gary Rosington was a sad one. I was looking for deaths to celebrate, not really to actually mourn anyone.
Okay, well then here, I got one for you to celebrate. And I know Zach will know about this, so there you go.
Hell yeah.
Diane Feinstein.
Man,
she was dead when that photo was taken.
Yeah, dude, she looks fucking... Yeah, that's a shame that somebody has to look like that.
Kind of sad about that death. I kind of enjoyed seeing her get, you know, robotically puppeted around Congress, suffering, all that shit.
Could be. What do you think of Fetterman, kind of his change, going from being a complete dope to somewhat cognizant of what's going on?
Yeah, they got the boy on Adderall. He's got some more free time. He doesn't have to worry about his bitch fucking brown wife. It's pretty good. I mean, right? You know, I think, you know, he's... I don't want to call him fat, but I don't even know if he's fat. I think he's just probably oddly shaped. I don't know. He's an interesting guy. He's not right about a lot, but he seems to have picked it up mentally. Maybe whatever mental ability that has left Biden throughout his presidency has entered Fetterman, and he's just gradually sucking the mental capacity out of Joe Biden and making himself stronger like a vampire. He's a brain vampire. He's a mental capacity vampire. That's what he is.
We did a show where he was in the Senate. Is he a senator or a congress? He's a senator, right? Yeah. And he was doing a special hearing on, like, what was it, Andy? It was like some
farm aid or food aid.
And it was, and he was so stupid. And I believe he's actually gotten better since then. It's almost frightening because I saw an interview the other day, and he wasn't like reading he had a guy that would have a phone in front of him, and he'd read what other people were saying. It would like translate like English to English. It's like Kelly Bundy when she went over to the UK and she had an English to English translation. Does that go over your heads? Okay. But anyway, he had a phone that someone would say whatever they're saying, and then it would show it so he can read what they were actually doing or saying. I don't think he's doing that anymore. He's fantastic.
Have you not seen his aide or whatever anymore? I haven't been keeping up that closely.
I saw him on the street doing an interview, and that guy wasn't there. Yeah.
Strange. Yeah, he had somebody pumping him lines the whole time. Maybe he got the Neuralink. Maybe he got the chip.
Gotcha. You think that's why he was out for a while?
Maybe it's like what Zach said. They put a chip. You know, Biden's already got the aneurysm. His brain's held together by a paperclip and a toothpick. They put a chip in Biden's brain and sent whatever, you know, valuable information is over to Fetterman's brain, and they're Neuralinked.
Yeah. It's like Wi-Fi transmission, right? Whatever.
He had dial-up for a while. Yeah. He's over in Andy's house.
Yeah. I tell you what, you can talk shit about Fetterman all you want, but he's got fucking Wi-Fi. All right, that boy's got Wi-Fi. That kid's got fucking 8G in that fucking church that he was living in for 8 years. Did you ever hear that story? Did you ever read that story?
No, please.
He came from a super rich family.
Yeah.
And then he was like, I'm going to help people. And then like one day, I guess he was started acting retarded. And then he's like, I'm going to buy this church, this abandoned church, and open it up to homeless people, and then just didn't, and then just lived there for a while. And then it ended up moving home. And I don't know. I think he's probably, you know what it is? Now that I'm thinking about it, since it sounds like he's gone through some ups and downs of retardation in his life, this could just be a bounce back. Like, he was on the downswing during the campaign in the early, you know, the early term. Now he's coming back up. He's going back up the hill. He'll peak and then he'll go back down.
ebbs and flows.
Yeah, it's ebbs and flows. It's like the moon with the tide. It's like the moon with the periods. Okay.
Do you think that's possible? Like, I did have a posing party once. She had full on mental health problems, and she basically gave the excuse of, "I walked it off. I'm fine." And I just don't believe that that's possible. And you think that kind of like, or do you think he's just riddled with now just being pumped with meds?
Yeah, Adderall.
Okay.
Adderall. Yeah.
Have you had Adderall? Have you taken Adderall before?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I have.
He's on it right now.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I very much do wish I was, but it is. I guess I don't understand. You're just very focused. You sweat. You don't want to eat. If you are drinking or smoking weed or doing any type of narcotics, you don't feel it until it's just way too late. One of the best pairings is a little Adderall, a little nicotine, nice little cigar. See, Dickie's got one. It looks like the bottom two people here on this fucking show are the only two putting nicotine right in their fucking veins. Pussies up top.
I'm surprised Andy's not. Andy's a nicotine addict.
Yeah, I don't know why. Are you not smoking in the house? Your mom?
He's an American. He's a patriot.
I've just got my little vape thing.
Right now. I'm on my second cigar for the show. Shit.
Yeah, I don't smoke.
Andy looks like he inhales cigars. You look like fucking.
He eats them.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, he looks. Cigars. That's insane. It's the most insane thing anybody can do is inhale cigars.
How old are you, Zach?
I'm 27.
Okay. That makes sense then.
That I don't inhale cigars?
Yeah, it was a big 25. Thing back in the 90s.
Yeah. Oh, I missed that fad?
Well,
yeah.
Clinton, that's the excuse he was given to Monica Lewinsky. He's like, it's like inhaling it, but you just put it in your pussy.
Mm. You could probably, you know, it's clear that there's a way to suck air into the pussy because that's how queefs happen. So I'm sure that there's a mechanism for some type of biological mechanism of smoking a cigar with your pussy. I'm sure that that's something that can happen.
I bet if we went on the web right now, we can see some lady putting smoke rings out, queefing smoke rings. I'm not going to search it again, but
like that fucking, like that Indonesian fat kid. A fucking Indonesian 8-year-old who was blowing smoke rings and smoking 3 packs a day, except it's just a fucking, this time it's just a West Virginian 45-year-old woman who's smoking out of her pussy.
Right. Yeah.
Are you guys Zen boys? Zimbabweans?
I like Zen.
I like a Zen.
I like a Zen dogger. I like a chill Zen.
Or...
I like a chill Zen. I don't like the flavors. Now you guys say something. That's how
this works. I dated a girl. I was.
Okay. Well, and by the way, now when I say now you guys say something, pick who says something.
Yeah, I prefer we all say it at the same time.
Yeah. You dated a girl who could smoke from her pussy.
No, that this was this. Okay, let me just back up. When I was like 12 years old, I was picking strawberries.
Did you grow up? Didn't you grow up? Where did you say you grew up in? Like in Oregon?
Yeah, very much in the country. And she was chewing tobacco while we were on the bus. And she put a whole pack, a whole like thing in her mouth.
Like, you know, Redman?
Probably. And she threw up everywhere. Mm. That wasn't so hot. But you know, you're 12 or so. Why are you doing this? That's what I wanted to ask her. We got through it.
You worked through it?
And you broke up with her? What the fuck?
I don't know. I was a 12-year-old kid. I mean, I know what the fuck was going on.
She was 12 too?
I didn't ask her age, but you know, you're all.
What the fuck are you talking about? You didn't ask her. You didn't know her age. You didn't know what grade she was in. Where did this happen? Yeah, on the bus
with her. First of all, you have to understand this was 40 years ago. Okay. I'm that fucking old, so I don't remember all the details. All I remember is picking strawberries. Shannon puts a thing. Sorry, there's a name of Shannon. Puts a whole thing of a skull bandit or whatever it is in her mouth.
He's in the chat right now.
Yeah, a different one. Just a little pinch between your cheek and gum, and she said, whoops. And then
she bottom lipped it or she cheeked it?
Once again, I saw the after effects. I didn't see it actually happening. But I'm sure you guys know that that's a possibility if you put a whole can.
Bannon is a very unisex name, Tyler, and that's got me concerned.
Right. I do know a male Shannon, too.
I know Shannon Sharp.
Do you know him?
I don't know him, but I know of him.
I bet he can pack a big old wad. Fucking yeah. You got, dude. Right.
Yeah, he said that he didn't take a indoor shit until like he was 10. Haven't you heard him say that? Like he didn't shit inside until he was like 10. It's insane.
Wait, let's back this up. So I'm assuming you're saying that he had like an outhouse. They were so poor they had an outhouse.
Yeah.
What about school? You're just saying he's like, oh, I'm one of those people that I'm not shitting in your uppity indoor toilets in school.
Listen, when I can see veins through a dress shirt, I don't question what they say. They say, I didn't shit inside until I was 45 years old. And I'd go, it's pretty fucking wild, man. It's pretty wild.
There's things that poor people and rich people have in common that only those two have. One of them is outdoor showers. You know, you have a nice pool, you have a shower out there. The poor person also has a shower only outside. Do you know of any other things that these two groups have in common? Rich man, poor man.
Holes in their clothes.
Okay. Track suits. Only the mob Russian guy and then the really poor guy. I don't know.
The heroin addict chic is pretty popular now amongst the rich people.
What is?
Like heroin addict chic, like people dressing like homeless people.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Paying a lot of money to dress homeless.
Yeah, that was
living in the sewers.
I think having no muscle mass is probably an overlap.
Yeah. Good point.
Having
riding bicycles.
Having hair that is not groomed at all.
Yeah. That's the are you hipster or a hobo? That's kind of the, you know, it's hard to tell those two apart sometimes. Yeah.
Zach's just describing me right now.
Yeah. He's just looking at you. I'm just going to start flipping my phone for pictures of Andy.
Living in California.
Okay. You're only either rich or poor. Good point.
That's true.
Living in Florida, basically.
No, I don't know about that.
Is that true?
I'm pretty poor.
You're in Florida and you're wearing a coat outside? Is it cold down there?
It's chilly. I mean, I live at the beach, basically, so I get a lot of wind. So
that living at the beach, rich people, poor people.
Beach.
Right? Exactly. Yep.
Beach. you know, not a lot of, like, not wearing all shoes, flip-flops. Yeah. Shorts above the knee. Shorts below the knee.
Owning a mean dog.
Yeah,
I'm just going by personal.
How do you feel about children's names? You know, Shannon just said something about names there. I've noticed that celebrities, their kids are, they name them like.
That's pets. Another overlap, by the way. They're insane children names. Yeah.
Right. Yes.
Well, you're asking me how I feel of non-traditional baby names, Tyler? I don't know. I'm not one to critique the black community. Okay. Because I know this is where you're taking me, you sick, racist son of a bitch.
It's just where it goes. Yeah.
You know, DeBrickashaw Ferguson is a resident of, I believe he's still a resident of New Jersey, I think. I could be wrong.
Have you seen that Monday Night Football type of open with
Key and Peele,
This is the whitest thing I've ever heard.
This is what happened. That is literally something that my father would say. He's like, "Have you ever seen the Key and Peele?" It's pretty funny. It's pretty funny stuff.
Black people making fun of themselves.
Yeah,
and they're spot on.
Zach, they're saying it. I'm not. They're the ones. They're saying it.
Right.
That's my favorite too. About like, I love when like Tucker Carlson has a black guy on who's like, the black community got to get our shit together." And he's like. He's saying it's not me. I love that. Yeah. Anytime a conservative just has a black guy who says anything mildly critical of the black race, he's like, "Okay, they're saying it's not me."
Right, and they're instantly a celebrity too because you know they come in. Look at Bryson Gay or whatever his name is. You know, he does rap music. So he.
What, who's Bryson?
The MAGA hat, oversized MAGA hat rapper.
What was this about? Wasn't there something? Isn't he always mad at somebody for something?
He got mad at a bunch of these women for doing this calendar. He said it was demonic. Okay. Conservative beer type of thing.
Bring the calendar up. I want to see the calendar.
Okay. I'll see if I can find it. But what I had a problem really with is he's doing rap, which is just appropriating prison culture. Let's be honest here. How do you say that's not demonic? I was like, I picture him or Josie, and I'm like, if your son came home with his album or her picture, which one is he most likely to be in jail at in a few years? The rap music, honestly, as a white father, that's what I'm concerned with. So
I'd be pretty concerned as a white father if my son showed up on a calendar. I wouldn't like that. That's fair. I don't want my son on calendars.
Never mind. Okay, let's see if we can find.
I know what you meant. I fucking pivoted to make it funny, Tyler. Find the calendar. God damn it.
Okay, I'm trying to find it here, but here we go. So we'll bring this in here. So you didn't see the calendar at all before?
I'm sure I did, but Liberty
There's
Twitter
a
is awesome.
About it. We don't care, but here's some of the pictures. Riley Gaines, this other whore over here.
How many of them drank the beer?
Probably none of them. And then some of them were like, okay, I'm just going to do it in shorts. Okay, whatever. This chick here, Kim Classic, she is black. I don't know why they only show her ass on this one, but she did have pictures of herself in a very skimpy bikini on her own Instagram. But this was I don't know what the fuck. See if I could find this here. But
yeah, I mean, none of those pictures were bad at all.
No. Oh, I gotta say, we'll just make up an age.
Conservative dad's ultra right beard. I honestly thought this was a spoof and a troll at first. I thought it was just like a parody of the
beard. Okay, here's your sneak peek.
Okay.
I wonder who's buying this calendar.
Same people are buying like Jeremy's chocolates and stuff like that. So people Ashley like Sinclair was on, Claire 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 this is bullshit. You there?
Huh? Yeah. What is happening?
my computer, I went to that website and my computer just shit the bed.
tech issues with this episode.
This has been bad episode from start to finish. I'm just throwing that out there for everyone, so we can just settle that once and for all. So we're almost done, so it's perfectly fine. This is how it goes. Anything else you got going on, Zach, before you want to, and I'll send you a bag of coffee if you'd like. I don't mind doing that.
A bag of coffee?
Yeah.
Sure. No, I've got nothing going on. Go to Unfit Statesman on social media platforms and listen to my podcast on video and on audio and Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Rumble, and Rockfin. And I guess this is a format where people are supposed to call in, right? And
so before we've had, I want to say about 7-8 people, you know.
Yeah.
They're in the waiting room and they come in and they do their little thing and then we talk a little bit and then they go on their way. And we just, it's been great. But like I said, the momentum really stopped when we would stop doing it basically at, we'll have one more person here. Let's give a shout out to Layton. Layton, way to join us right at the end when my computer crashed and inexplicably, I don't understand. but why don't you give us a shot? You've got a minute here. I'm still desperately trying to do this thing that we have. And by the way, Zach Brown, our special guest here tonight, poor guy having to sit through this. Go ahead, Layton. Just give us what you got.
Oh, the only thing gayer than this Beanie Brigade faux Civil War talk is Ben Shapiro's rapping. Ben Shapiro raps the same way Israelis cover up war crimes, fast, sloppy, and with little AI. The closest Ben Shapiro has ever been to a WAP is his sister. Libertarian presidential candidates have been making rounds all over the United States to debate for the nomination to run for the president, for the presidency. That's the joke. I didn't really write much this week, so...
So you're saying you're not a big fan of the Ben Shapiro rap? Is that what you're saying?
No, that was funny. I thought it's just fun to shit on.
So you did enjoy it? You did enjoy? Are you a Ben Shapiro fan?
No, not at all.
Did you enjoy the song?
No. I like Tom McDonald's early stuff, but his newer stuff kind of blows.
Okay.
I have a clip here. It's all ready to go. It's less than a minute. It's just perfect. The best parts of this rap. And here we go.
Man, if you want my pronouns, I'm the man. I'm the man who don't respect.
Let's look at the stats. I've got the facts. My money like Lizzo, my pockets are fat. Homie, I'm epic. Don't be a WAP. Dog, it's a yarmulke, homie, no cap. Look at the graphs. Look at my charts. You're blowing money on strippers and cars. You're going to prison. I'm on television. Dog, no one knows who you are. Keep hating on me on the internet. My comment section all woke Karens. And I make racks off compound interest. Y'all live with your parents. Nikki, take some notes. I just did this for fun. All my people, download this. Let's get a billboard number one.
This ain't rap. This ain't money, cars, and clothes. We ain't selling drugs. We ain't gonna overdose. We ain't pushing guns, ain't promoting stripper poles. We won't turn your sons into thugs or your daughters into hoes.
There you go. I don't know. What'd you think of that? Give me your... you're a rap guy, Mr. Zach Brown?
I am. I am, actually. And I don't like that. Why? I don't like that, and I don't like... I don't like... it just let rap be what it is. It is what it is. Don't try to fucking make a political point. It's like, yeah, Tupac was making a political point. He's like, yeah, he's also talking about drinking and fucking shooting guns. Right. So, you know, like, just leave it where it is. It's fine as it is. Okay. Either you have somebody who can listen to it and not mimic the behavior, or you don't. Okay. We don't need a white guy with whatever hair. Do you have dreadlocks? He was a white guy with dreadlocks. We don't need him coming in like as a bastion of conservative thought. Okay. Enough. Both of you. And that's Tom McDonald too. I don't know his career, but my guess is it's probably a lot of that. It's probably a lot of.
Well, so that's what's funny is it wasn't early on.
What was early he talking on, about? Layton, what was he talking about early on? Tell me what he was talking about early on.
So early on, his music did have like some political undertones, but it was really more of commenting on like the anti-cop culture and that stuff, and like that's the BLM thing. Oh yeah, 100%. That's been his music from the get-go, but it had a very much different like vibe to it. He made it very kind of hype rappy in the last like couple years. It turned it into kind of that like trap beat style rap that you hear everywhere. Like, that's just not my style of stuff. I like older like 80s rap. So the stuff that he was putting out after his like original like really old stuff like 5 years ago, you know, when I started listening to his stuff, it's very different. But no, I don't like it. It's like it reminds me of every other rapper that exists, which is why I don't think it's good. Like, it just sounds the same as everything else I hear, which is kind of the opposite of like Tupac and Biggie, because they sound better than everybody else you would hear, which is kind of why they got big, you know.
I'm a big hater of this conservative idea of, hey, we're losing the culture war, so we're going to subvert it, and we're going to take all those things that we think you like, and now we're going to make them conservative, rather than just like being a good, having good rap or good music, and you happen to be conservative, right? They have to explicitly do this, and it has to go through the Daily Wire, which we're seeing here, and it's just so pathetic.
Okay, but Tyler, I got this nice calendar for you.
Right. I'm not bringing that thing up again because it ruined my computer. By the way, my computer's only crashed a few times, and two times now it's been with Zach.
Oh, when
did it crash?
You and I think the first time I was with you or something, it blew up. So
my time conversion was off. That's why I'm here at the time that I am.
Math is tough.
Yeah, well, you know, Google kind of fucked me.
Are you Pacific?
No, I'm on AK time. We have our own, like, stupid time zone.
All right, I don't believe it's real.
Steve says, Tom McDonald is a Canadian. He's pretended to be an American to pander to gullible conservative culture warriors. Ben has the same grift, but from an Israeli nationalist angle. Yeah.
It's a great, great little boil down of it.
What's that?
No, no, he's not.
Really?
No, I think he's Christian or Catholic, one of the two. He's
ethnic background.
I think he's Orthodox Christian.
What?
Ben Shapiro? He's a Christian nationalist, right?
Right. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I hate everything that the conservatives are doing right now. It sucks. It all sucks.
Well, Tyler's shooting right up my that alley, because I've been covering this whole Eric July stuff and all that stuff, which is sort of that same kind of idea of like, here's this product that I made that's anti-woke. And then it's like, yeah, but it sucks. So, like, I'm going to make fun of it now.
Honestly, the Democrats come up with better ideas for conservatives to do than the conservatives. Like, they'll come up with, like, oh, they have electric fence on the border with alligator moats and machine gun turrets. I'm like, yes, please do that. And they won't.
I'm down for that.
I'll join the border patrol right now. Give me the alligator moats.
So before we head out, and we were saying goodbyes, and then we brought Leighton in real quick. But Leighton, why don't you tell us quickly, give the overview to Zach here, your dislike of Eric July and his, because there's a comic convention going on right now. Are you in the comic world? Because I think that's all, much like the rap stuff, it's all fake and gay. But kudos to you. But you don't like him. Just give us the idea why.
Well, I mean, I don't really have my personal issues with him are sort of separate from his internet actions, but he DMCA striked some content creators that I happen to know. And then he went on sort of a mission to create this anti-woke comic. And I'm a comic fan. I'm a fan of really any art, whether it's music or comics or anything you make, but I kind of have this rule where it has to be good. And unfortunately, the product he put out wasn't. I read the first book, didn't care for it. Read part of the second book, thought that was trash. And then the delusions of the fan base of just saying, no, this product's good, even though anybody who's read comic books can read it and go, no, this is not. Like, this is no plot. There's no substance to the writing here, are kind of just fired up. And then on top of it, you've got he sent a letter to another comic creator, a guy named Ethan Van Sciver, that I really didn't like the vibe of. It was very like, shut up or else you're going to get blackballed kind of shit. And I don't like that kind of stuff in general. But, you know, to be honest with you, it's just a lot of internet drama, which I find to be absolutely fun. And if it gets a bunch of views, then that helps too.
All right. Leighton, are you a fan of Stephen King?
Not particularly. I like some of his stuff, but.
Okay.
Is there more to that?
No, I am a fan of Stephen King. It's just funny because Stephen King has the wildest political opinions, but God damn it, can he write? And it's like,
I agree with that. Yeah.
It's like, I don't think, you know, I doubt, you know, Drake has the most poignant political points to make, but God damn it. I mean, it's so you're right, Leighton. There has to be an aspect of talent, right? There has to be an aspect of talent. And this is probably what libertarians on Twitter and on podcasts should listen up to. Yes, just because you may have probably pretty good political opinions doesn't necessarily mean you should be on Twitter or on a podcast, right? Maybe let's slim down the podcasts, right? Let's slim down all the online funny guys, right? Let's slim it down a bit, because a lot of people, there are very funny people in the libertarian community. Name but one. Me. But right. There are a lot of people who think they're funny and are not. So maybe it's time to hone it down, right? It's like metalworking. You pound out the metal, right? And it gets all wide and thin, but then you fold it over and pound it out again, right? And then you fold that over and pound it out again. It's time to hone in. Stephen King, right? Shut up, Steve. Fucking, he didn't write two good books. He wrote nine good books, at least. He wrote nine good books, Steve. Anyway, the point is, Let's hone it. Let's get to the cream of the crop. Let's let the wheat separate from the chaff. And Leighton, I think that's the point that you were getting to. It's time to judge people not only because we got a little bit wild here in the liberty community about anything that any libertarian did was just fantastic because he was a libertarian. It's like, well, yeah. Maybe we should start looking at talent. Maybe we should start looking at whether or not these people are good at what they're fucking trying to do. And Tom McDonald, you're not good at what you do. I don't like you. Not as a person. I'm sure you're lovely, and I'm sure you and I would get along, and I'm sure if you sat on my new couch, you also would get an erection and have the urge to masturbate, because it's a very soft kind of there's enough scratchiness where there's enough friction to really, but you know, I'm sure he's a lovely guy, but God, you're politically rapping.
Well, and by the way, the clip I did there, I kind of cut it off at the end, but he's talking, especially him, saying, we're not talking about hoes, we're not pushing all this stuff. And then I focus in on him because he's got these dreads and all these tattoos. And I'm like, I don't know.
Well, that's what he's done in the last 4 or 5 years is he saturated himself in that culture because he knows that's the only way he can get a fan base and some kind of viewership is to make that type of rap music, because that's really just the only stuff that people are listening to, or that those kind of beats these days. The problem is that that's also the shittiest form of rap music, so it's just more schlock.
Leighton, just hanging out at barbecues, Leighton, calm down.
Yeah, I was gonna say, Leighton, it's hard for me to take your opinion on modern rap beats to heart. Can you understand where I may be coming from? Not that I disagree.
People don't have to like my opinion on rap music, but I mean, I've listened to it since I was like a kid. Yeah, I'm a kid. White.
He's Jewish. He's Jewish. He knows the industry, supposedly.
That's true.
By the way, Steve's killing it here with a bunch of good comments. But this is my point at the beginning, which is not having just because.
Stunning and brave.
Yeah,
that's true.
Just be talented, and if you happen to be libertarian or whatnot, then Vince Vaughn, right? He's supposedly libertarian, but he's not a libertarian actor. He's an actor that I find humorous, and I enjoy his movies.
Vince Vaughn's a libertarian?
Yes. Yes, he is.
Wow. It's interesting.
He was been on Tom Woods before a few times, so.
That's interesting. They both have a fucking crazy wide-ass head. Both Tom Woods and Vince Vaughn. Put right. those two. I mean, it's fucking, you got the Stonehenge podcast.
Speaking of white heads, Leighton, are you okay, dude? Like, you look like you're going through the Alaskan phase of no sun. I'm just checking up
I on said, I, Dickie, I said wide, but I do like that you parlayed a misheard joke into another joke.
I can dim the lights a little bit and try to. Yeah.
I have Andy internet, so I can hear about half of this. So sorry.
Maybe you could just make your camera blur. Just kidding here. I appreciate you coming on, Leighton. We're gonna cut it off here, folks, because this has been one of those shit show nights. Maybe we'll try to do this. Maybe we're gonna retire this completely, and I'll just go back to doing my normal Friday night podcast. Last week we had Steve Poikinen on. I thought it was a good discussion. I'll have Zach on to just shit the talk, and I'll actually have shit. Did I say shit? Talk the shit, whatever, and we'll just have a normal podcast rather than trying to produce this thing here. But I appreciate Dickie coming on. I also appreciate Leighton coming on, my two boys here. Zach, you started on that. Are you still doing the Unjected podcast?
Yeah, I just came from that.
Okay, so why don't you tell everybody once again? We'll wrap this up here. Tell everybody where they can find you out and watch his podcast, please.
Yeah, Unfit Statesman on Twitter, and that's the podcast. Find it on the video platforms, please. And Unjected, yeah, Unjected is on Rumble, Rockfin. I think it's on, it might be on Odyssey. I think it's on YouTube when we are allowed to stay up. And then it's on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, I believe, the Unjected Show. It was started by a woman. It was actually two women. One is now on the show who started a dating platform strictly for people who are unvaccinated. So it's the show that stemmed off of that. It's fun.
By the way, we're going to ask you a question. In the debate with Toad, in the Libertarian podcast, Libertarian debate, they asked, Clint was one of the moderators, and he asked everyone, they didn't have to answer, but are they vaccinated? Do you think that is a valid question to be asking people?
Sure. Why not? I mean, in a political debate, what the standards of political debate topics are, yeah, why not? I mean, I don't give, like, I never asked anybody if they're vaccinated. I don't give a shit.
Come here.
But if Dick, you are not muted, if I would say, I mean, in a libertarian, if Toad's there, I mean, if whatever debate Toad's in, then yes, it's acceptable to ask if somebody's fucking vaccinated. Right. So
yeah, it seems like it's almost worth asking just to see the person getting asked its reaction, like more so than their answer.
Yeah. Okay, Leighton, tell everyone where they could find you and what you got coming up here.
Outlawthoughts.com will take you over to the YouTube channel. I'm talking recently about this whole comic book stuff, just random pop culture topics, because that's been getting the views. But I do have a couple documentaries I'm working on, some stuff in the kind of vein of that first Joe Vogler one that I did. So I've got the one on Nick Begich that I've got coming out soon, and then another one on the Soapy Smith topic, guy behind me there. Talking about his coming to Alaska in the late 1800s.
There you go. Go to Leighton for all your Alaska fetish needs. Dickie, what about you?
You can catch me on Libertarian Podcast Review on basically any episode that Tyler drops. He just gives me the link and I crash the show while I'm drunk driving a forklift. Pretty much what happens. I'm on Twitter as Pine_Barons. I mean, I don't really do much on there. I don't edit many videos anymore. If you go to my pinned tweet thread, you can see a whole bunch of cringe that I probably should delete. But yeah, thanks guys. Zach, I didn't really know you before this, but you have a nice dry sense of humor that can only be attained through post nut clarity that you get from a new couch. So
post nut clarity, clarity, coffee, and Zen. That's pretty much that'll.
Zach is a treasure.
A nice cocktail.
I went on Tower Gang and I was like, oh, I thought I did pretty good. And you were like the next show after or two after me. And I was like, never mind. Zach is funny. He showed me how to do it. So thanks, everybody.
Are you booking the show? Are you booking the show, Tyler?
I'm not, but I'm producing it. But I can. You want to get on there?
I will well, say real quick.
Doing numbers right. Now. Of course, I want to fucking get on it.
Okay. By the way, I will stay say on what, at the. What, go ahead. Fuck yeah.
Sorry. When I did my 100 episodes, you know, clip video for Tower Gang that lasted way too long. I was going through. Unfortunately, Tyler's was taken from YouTube, so I couldn't click that one. But the one with Zach, it was actually hard to clip because it was literally just all your good clips were just dry humor. So I had to get one that like balanced well with the rest of it. So you know, it worked pretty nice. Humor.
This is what I love about Zach.
No, I'm just saying that was a compliment.
I gotta moisten my humor up a little bit.
Well, why don't you go rub yourself up on that couch? I bet it's a bit moistened from your activities today. Okay. We're done. Fuck you all. This went way wrong. Andy is not even here anymore. See ya.
Okay, I'm leaving now. Bye, guys.
But she's back.
And now.
Chick-fil-A is completely overrated. It's not that good. I prefer Zaxby's. I prefer Popeye's.
Takes a tough man to make a tender forecast, Nick. I guess that's me. Keep fucking that chicken.
Should I vote for Dick Cheney on the Libertarian Party? Do I have an obligation to vote for Dick Cheney?
I would say so.
Yes.
Well, did it work for those people?
No, it never does. I mean, these people somehow delude themselves into thinking it might, but it might work for us.
That one dude was like, not a podcast. I can't find it anywhere. They don't have video.
Oh, yeah, Peter Janky. Yeah.
I blocked him.
I'll do it. If he unblocks me,
he'll buy your shirt if you unblock him, Bert.
He's a wigger.
Yeah, nothing cooler than a 49-year-old wigger. Like,
I just started live streaming. Cut me some slack. I'm pretty high tech for a boomer. But anyways,
boomer.